Nation.
Welcome back to the Living Dead Minute, the daily podcast where we resurrect, revitalize, and reanimate George Romero's Night of the Living Dead 1 minute at a time in order. I am Matt from the Savage Land podcast.
I am Jason from ThatMightBeCool.com.
And I'm Rachel from the Savage Land podcast.
Yeah, and today we're going to be talking about minute 26. Minute 26 starts with Ben lightly, gingerly flipping over a table. And it ends with Ben dismantling said table. With some dialogue. Yeah. Dialogue. We have some dialogue today.
Finally.
Woohoo! Yep. Lots of dialogue.
Ben's telling a little story about a truck he saw.
He did. First off, this story, and you know, it sounds like he's going to continue telling it, but it's starting off pretty badass. Like, I kind of wish we could have seen it.
I'm thinking the same thing. Like, that's a good movie right there.
Yeah.
Want to do a Night of the Living Dead spinoff? Show the truck scene.
Fucking, like, seriously. That.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll continue to get more badass as it goes, but, like, just right off the bat, like, fucking.
Truck flying by, a bunch of zombies hanging off the side of the truck.
Yeah, like. What the hell?
Flies off the road.
Yeah, like, that's awesome. And Ben, like, crashes and probably damages his brain. And
it's pretty. Ben wasn't driving that. That wasn't the truck Ben was driving.
Oh, that's right. He was sitting in his car listening to the radio.
He was in the car listening to the radio, and that truck flew by.
That's right, and it went through the guardrail.
Yeah,
yeah. That was just like that. Just it sounded like, and especially, you know, he's painting a very vivid picture with his words. I'm just picturing, like, a freaking screaming, you know, like, gasoline truck, maybe on fire. It doesn't have to be on fire, but it could be, with all these zombies.
I imagine it's on fire.
Yeah, it's totally on fire.
Yeah, because it's a gasoline truck. And
yeah, exactly. Like, that's what they do.
Oh, yeah, they have a higher percentage of catching on fire than lawns.
And, you know, and that's, we know how high a percentage that is.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I as he's talking about this, I just can't help but be like, man, that sounds awesome. why is Barbara investigating and folding this tablecloth poorly?
I don't know. And then she, like, clutches it to herself as she walks past another unsecured window.
Yeah, like, I feel like she's just, like, trying to find anything possible to do with her hands.
Well, what happened? I mean, literally, it only took Barbara 30 seconds to lose sight of her, her sorting nails task.
Yeah.
She got the most simple task possible, and she's already
like,
off.
I gotta sort these nails. Ooh, tablecloth.
Oh, I gotta fold this tablecloth and then just walk around with it.
This is much more important than the nails thing. I think she did find the one task that she could possibly do that was less important to what they were doing than sorting nails.
That's true. Guess she gets a little bit of credit there.
Yeah. She's really striving to be better at what she's doing.
We are. I mean, you know, no offense to Barbara, but she is kind of pandering to her own lowest common denominator with tasks.
Yeah. I got mad respect for Barb, but she's not doing herself any favors right now.
No.
Now I noticed when Ben goes about dismantling this table, he's being pretty respectful to the table at first. You know?
Well, he, like, shows up with a hammer, and then it clips the next scene, and he's got a screwdriver. And it was like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just gave up on that hammer, did you, bud?
Like, no, I'm not going to hammer this table. It's too nice. So he starts, like, gently...
Yeah, it's too nice of a table.
Yeah.
Well, because once he flipped it over, he could see the craftsmanship of the table, and he didn't want to destroy it.
Yeah, that is some antique mahogany. You don't hammer that.
No, come on.
Even though then you are probably going to stick it to the wall and nail it to it, but hey.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You know, there's certain forms of respect, and at least with nailing it to the wall, it's being used rather than destroyed.
True.
That's true.
What was interesting about it is the progression in this minute of him going from, all right, I'm going to take my time and unscrew each leg from this table, you know, like with the first one, he's just slowly unscrewing it. And then by the time he gets to like the second and third, he's just fucking ripping them off there.
Hey, you know, Ben's being energized by the story he's telling. He's remembering.
It's like, I'm so jacked right now.
Yeah, it's. His adrenaline's pumping because he's just, you know, remembering the truck on fire.
He's probably just a couple seconds from grabbing one of those legs, running out the door, and just going at the zombies.
Which, honestly, I'd be pretty stoked for right now.
I would, too.
Yeah.
Be a welcome change of pace.
Agreed.
What, Kay?
I mean, it is telling that the most exciting thing happening right now is somebody telling a story about something really exciting happening.
Yeah. Something that we didn't see that happened off screen. How does a truck move in a funny way?
It goes waka waka waka.
It's got like oval shaped wheels, so it's just like going up and down and up and down with every rotation.
It's a cartoon truck.
Yeah. It's like one of those that like contracts and expands when it honks and stops and all that stuff. Like a Bugs Bunny truck.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of steam coming out of it.
Steamboat Willie is driving it.
Yeah.
There's a face in the front of the truck that looks at you and says, "It's a living."
As the zombies are crawling all over it and it's headed for the guardrail.
Yep.
Even that sounds like a way better story.
That's perfect. I love it. I freaking love it. If any listeners are talented animators, that's, you know, go right ahead with that one.
Yeah, I want to see that one. Yeah. That sounds pretty good.
That sounds amazing.
Oh, God.
Even just a picture of a truck covered in zombies that's, like, moderately cartoonish saying it's a living.
Yeah.
Please. With Steamboat Willie behind the wheel.
Yeah, I don't need it fully animated. Yeah.
No,
whistling.
Yeah. Just one picture. As it's like, it's got to be as it's going through the guardrail, like off a cliff or something, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like right in that moment of clarity that it gets as it realizes it's about to plummet to its death.
I mean, you know, so I don't know what's the end of the story is going to be, but I bet you it's probably going to end up with that truck crashing into something.
Probably. That's what it sounds like.
I mean, it's probably not going to like float away to heaven or anything like that.
I mean,
it's not.
Could. But that's all I got. That's all I got for minute 26.
Yeah, that's pretty
excited to hear the end of Ben's tale. Ben's tall tale he told his children long ago.
Ben's tall tale to tell the ages of tambourines.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what you got for what you got for 1968 there, bud?
Sticking with the sort of theme of 1968 being a very progressive year, on July 20th, the first international Special Olympics Summer Games are held at Soldier Field in Chicago, with about 1,000 athletes with intellectual disabilities.
Cool.
Yeah, right? It's pretty freaking sweet. I'm kind of like, as I'm realizing we're already in July, I think I might start limiting myself to one historical anecdote per episode, because it's, you know, I'm moving fast.
Yeah.
But that's really cool. I mean, it's, you know, not only has this been a significant year for women's rights, you know, and for rights of minorities, but also for the differently abled, like, it's very interesting, how much sort of forward thinking and progress has happened in this specific year.
Yeah, it's awesome. I had no idea about any of this.
Yeah. And who would know, just, you know, 50 short years later, we'd be doing our damnedest to undo all that.
Yeah, well.
I'm sorry. I'm trying not to get political, but then I do. But yeah, that's it for minute 68, or minute 68, 1968. on minute 26. Yeah, it's a fun little fact, and good old 1968 just keeps on keeping on.
Keep going.
Keep on going. We hope you'll join us tomorrow for minute 26 on the Living
27.
Dead Minute. 27 on the Living Dead Minute.
Station.